Shlishi, Vayomer Paro el Yosef, and Paro said to Yosef, Acharei hoidia elikim oischo es kol zois, since Hashem has informed you about all this, ein novoin v'chocham kamoicho, there is no understanding and wise person like you. You said that we should look for an ish novoin v'chocham and appoint him over the land of Mitzrayim. We are saying that there is no novoin v'chocham like you, and we are appointing you. Atotie al-Besi, you will be over my house. V'al-Picho yishak kol-Ami, and through your word, my whole nation will be fed. Rak hakise egdal mimeko, only by the fact that I will be called king will I be greater than you. You will be second in command. Vayomer Pari el Yosef, and Pari said to Yosef, Re'e, see, nosati oischa, I have appointed you, I'll call Eretz Mitzrayim, over the whole land of Mitzrayim. Vayosef Pari es tabatoi, and Pari removed his ring me'al yodei from his hand. Vayitein oisa al yad Yosef, and he placed it on the hand of Yosef. The giving over of the ring by a king to another person shows that the person who receives the ring is second in command. Vayalbesh Oisei Bigdei Sheish, and he dressed Yosef with garments of linen, which was an item of importance in Mitzrayim. Vayosem Revit Hazov Al Tzavaroi, and he placed a golden chain around his neck. Vayarkev Oisei B'Merkeves HaMishneh Asheloi, and he rode him in the second chariot which belonged to him. Vayikru'u Lefonov Avrech, and they called before him Avrech. The people called Yosef Avrech. Rashi brings down three pshatim in Avrech. Either Av, you are the father, Rech, of the king, or Av, you are a father, an older person, Bechochma, in wisdom, Rech, but like a young person, Bishonim, in years. Or the third pshat, Avrech, means a lotion of Birkayim, knees. Everything will pass before your knees. Everything will be done under your authority. Avrech, a lotion of authority. V'noson oisei al kol eretz Mitzrayim. And Pari appointed him over the land of Mitzrayim. Vayomer Pari el Yosef, and Pari said to Yosef, Ani Pari, I am Pari. Rashi brings down two pshatim in Ani Pari. Either it means, Ani Pari, I am Pari who has the capability of making decrees. And my decree states, Uvilodecho, without you, without your permission, Lo yorim ish es yodoi ves ragloi b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. No man will raise his hand to take a weapon. No man will raise his foot to get on a horse in the land of Mitzrayim. Nobody will wage war without your permission. According to this pshat, Ani Pari means, I am Pari who has the capability of issuing decrees. Rashi in his second pshat learns, Ani Pari, I am Pari. This is the only thing that I have over you, that I am the king. But you will be second in command, and therefore you will be the one who will say when war should be waged. Uvilodecho, without you, lo yorim ish es yodoi ves ragloi b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Nobody will raise his hand to take a weapon or use his foot to step on a horse in the land of Mitzrayim. I am Pari, but you are second in command. Vayikra Pari shem Yosef, and Pari called the name of Yosef, Tzofnas Paneach, the hidden he reveals. Vayiten lo yesosnas, and he gave to him as a wife, Osnas, Bas Potiphera, Koyen Oin, the daughter of Potiphera, Koyen Oin, the chief of Oin, Leisha, for a wife. Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim, and Yosef went out over the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi explains that Potiphera mentioned in this pasuk is really Potiphar. The reason why Potiphar is called Potiphera, because he desired Yosef for Mishkav Zohar. And since he did that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesaris him. He made him impotent, not able to have children. That's why the pasuk calls him Potiphera, because Phera means mutilated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mutilated Potiphar because he was mechamed es Yosef lemishkav zohar. Dasakena Mibali HaTosfos says that although the pasuk calls Osnas Bas Potiphera, in essence she was the daughter of Dina and Shechem. Shechem was mezana with Dina. Dina became pregnant and had a child. This child was Osnas. Yaakov did not want Osnas to hang around his household. He therefore sent her away. But before sending her away, he placed on her neck a kameya, a type of a luck charm, in which Yaakov wrote on the inside that she was Mizera Yaakov, she was from Yaakov's family. Malach Gavriel took Osnas and brought her down to Mitzrayim. She was raised in the house of Potiphar. That's why the pasuk calls her Bas Potiphera Koyen Oin, since she was raised in this household. The pasuk says that Yosef was very good looking, and the daughters of Mitzrayim used to come to look at him. Bonois Tsoado Ale Shur. Bonois, the daughters of Mitzrayim, Tsoado, used to climb Ale Shur to see Yosef, and they used to throw things at him, different types of tachshitim and jewelry. Osnas was also standing there and did not have anything to throw at Yosef, so she took this kameya that Yaakov gave her and threw it at Yosef. When Yosef opened it up, he saw that it said inside that she was from the family of Yaakov. He then decided to marry her. And therefore, Yosef was really marrying the daughter of Shechem and Dinah, who was raised by Potiphera Koyen Oni. The Yosef ben Shloshim Shana, and Yosef was 30 years old, Ba'omdoi lefnei Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, when he stood before Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim. Vayetze Yosef milefnei Paroi, and Yosef went out from before Paroi, Vayavor bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, and he passed through the land of Mitzrayim. Vata'as ha'oretz, and the people of the land gathered, B'sheva shnei hasava, during the 7 good years, Likmatzim, handful by handful. Slowly, they gathered the tfua of the 7 good years. Vayikpois es kol oichel sheva shon. Yosef gathered all the food of the 7 good years, Asher Hoyo Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that were in the land of Mitzrayim, Vayiten Oichel Be'orim, and he placed this food in the cities, Oichel Sedeo Ir, the food of the fields of these cities, Asher Sviwa Seho, that surrounded these cities, Nosam Besecho, he placed into the cities. He took the food, the produce from these fields, and placed it in the cities that were adjacent to these fields. Rashi also tells us, since the pasuk uses a terminology, Asher Sviwa Seho, it is telling us that he also took from the soil of those fields and brought it into the storage houses. He wanted to store the produce with the soil that they were planted in, because every land preserves its own fruit, its own produce the best. Therefore, he took the soil that it was planted together with and brought it into the storage houses. This way, they would not rot. Vayitzbar Yosef bar, and Yosef gathered grain, kechol hayom, like the sand of the sea, harbe mioid, very much, ad ki chodal lispar, until the counter stopped counting, ki ein misbar, because there was no number. Uli Yosef yulad shnei vonim, and Yosef had 2 sons, Beterem Tovoi Shnas Harov, before the hungry year started, Asher Yoldoloi Osnas Bas Potiphera, that Osnas, the daughter of Potiphera, Koyen Oin, bore to him. Rashi explains why the pasuk has to tell me that the 2 sons of Yosef were born before the hungry year. He quotes a Gemara in Tainus that we learn from here that it is also for a person to have relations with his wife during the years of hunger. That's why the pasuk says that Yosef had his sons before the hungry years. This way he was not over this isser of being mishamish mitosai b'shnei rabot. The Mefarshim ask, also Tosfos in Tainus Daf Yud Aleph, that we find in 2 places that people were mishamish mitosai b'shnas rabot. First of all, Yitzchak was mishamish mitosai, like we see in Parshas Toldos. It was the middle of a hunger year, and the pasuk says in Perik Chavov, Pasuk Ches, V'hine Yitzchak mitzachek es Rivka ishtoi. Yitzchak was being mitzachek, was having relations with Rivka, his wife. How was he able to do that if it was a hunger year? And also we find that Levi was mishamish mitasei with his wife during a hunger year, because Yocheved, who was the daughter of Levi, was born ben hachoymos. She was born right when the Yidden came into Mitzrayim. And we know at that point it was a time of hunger. So how was Levi able to be mishamish mitasei? Tosfos in Tainus says that since it was before Matan Torah, there was really no iser of being mishamish mitasei b'shnei ravon. Yosef was just acting with a din of Midas Chasidus, and that's why he did not be Mishamish Mitasai during a year of hunger. But Yitzchak and Levi were not acting with this Midas Chasidus, and therefore it was mutter for them. Other Mefarshim learn that since Yitzchak did not have any children yet, he had a mitzvah of Pirya Verivya, therefore the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya is Doiche, pushes off the Isser of being Mishamish Mitasai B'Shnei Ravot. Also, Levi, although he had sons, his three sons, Gershon, Kaas, and Merari, were already born, but since he did not have any daughters, and he held, like the Shita of Beis Hillel, that for the mitzvah of Piriyah Verivyah, one must have a girl and a boy, therefore, because of the mitzvah of Piriyah Verivyah, he was Mishamish Mitasai in order to have a girl. Yosef, on the other hand, held like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that with two sons, you are already Mekayim, the mitzvah of Piriyah Verivyah. Since Yosef had two sons, therefore, he was Mekayim the mitzvah and was not Mishamish Mitasai during the hunger year. Radak points out that although the normal way for kings was to have many wives, and Yosef only had one wife, namely Osnas, this was because he was a Parush, one who separated himself from Olam Hazeh. And that's why he only had one wife. The Torah calls him later on Nazir Echov for this reason. He was the one who was separated, a Nazir, because he only took one wife, when kings usually took many wives. Vayikra Yosef Hashem HaBachor Menashe, and Yosef called the name of his firstborn Menashe. Ki Nashani Elohim Es Kol Amoli, because Hashem caused me to forget my hardship, Ve'es Kol Beis Avi, and my whole father's house. Ve'eshem Hasheni Kara Ephraim, the name of his second son he called Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elohim Be'eretz Anyi, because Hashem multiplied me in the land of my pain. Zok Rashi inside Pasuk Lamates, Ein Navoin V'chocham Kamoicho, Levakesh Ish Navoin V'chocham. Shamarta, you said that we should seek a Ish Navoin V'chocham, Le'nimsa Kamoicho, we will not find anybody like you. Yisha Ko'ami, through your word, my whole nation will be fed. Yitzan will be fed. Yisparnes will be sustained. Kol Tzorchi Ami Yiyu Nasim Al Yadcho. All the needs of my nation will be done through you. Kimoi, like the Pasuk says, Uven Meshek Basi. The one who supported my household was Damesek Eliezer. Ukmoi Nashku Bar. Supply yourself with grain. Gargishun Belaz. Rakakise Sheyu currently Melech. Just by the fact that they call me king, will I be greater than you. Kisei, Lashon Shemalucha. It is a language of kinship. Kamoi Vayigdal Es Kisei, Mikisei Adoni HaMelech. And his throne, the throne of Shloimei, the kingship of Shloimei, will be greater than the kingship of David HaMelech. Nosati Oischa, Manesi Yosach. Targum says, I have appointed you. Fa'afa Pikein, Lashon Esinahu. Still, it means to give. I am giving you a high position. I am appointing you. Kamay ulasitcha elyoin, to appoint you as a supreme. Bein ligdula, bein lishiflus. Noifel loshin esina olav. Whether the pasuk is talking about greatness or lowliness, it passes a loshin of nesina appointing on it. Kamay nosati eschem nivzim ushifalim. I have appointed you to be disgraced and lowly. So we see even to be placed as a shuffle, we can say a lashon of nosati, not only for a great status. Zokrashi vayosa pares tabatoi nesinas tabas hamelech. When the king gives over his ring, who ois it is a sign lemishte noisna loy liyo sheni loy legdula, to the one who it is given to, it's a sign that he is second in command. Bigdei sheish devar chashivas hu b'mitzrayim. It is an item of importance in Mitzrayim. Revid anak, a necklace. Va'al shehu rotzuf b'tabas koroi revid. Since it has rows of rings, it is called revid. Revid means a row of something. Over here, it means a row of rings, which is a necklace. V'chein ravadati arti, I made a row out of my bed. Ratzafti arti mertzafois. I made a row in my bed of patterns. B'loshon Mishnah, in the Lashon of Mishnah we find, Mukaf Roivdin shel Evan, surrounded with rows of stone. Ala Roivid sheba Azara, concerning the floor of the Azara, Vihi Ritzpa, which is the floor, it was called a Roivid because it was made up of rows of stone. B'merkeves HaMishneh, Hashnia l'merkavtoi, the second chariot, HaMehaleches Eitzel Shaloi, the one that went and traveled next to the kings. Avrech, Kitagumai, Dein Abo l'malka, you are the father of the king. Av, the father, Reich of the king. Reich b'lashon Arami, Melech. Reich in Aramaic means a king. B'hashutfin, in Perik HaShutfin, in Mesechta Baba Basra, The Gemara says, Lo reka velo bar reka. You are not a king nor the son of a king. So we see that reich means a king. So the first pshat is Av, a father, reich of the king. Ubedivri Hagada, Dorish Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda expounds, Avreich, Ze Yosef, Shehu Av b'chachma v'reich b'shanim. This is referring to Yosef, who was Av, a father in wisdom, but yet reich, young b'shanim in years. Amar Loi ben Dormaskis. Ben Dormaskis said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ad mosai ata mu'uvas aleinu is haksuvim. Until when will you corrupt for us the psukim? Ben Dormaskis did not like what Rabbi Yehuda said, for two reasons. First of all, he is breaking up the word Av and Reich. And second of all, he has to add words to the pasuk, Av b'chachma, Reich b'shanim. Therefore, Ben Dormaskis learns, Ein Avreich elo loshem birkayim. Avreich means knees. Shakoil hoyu nichnosin lefonav yoytzin tachas yodai. Everyone and everything entered before him and went out under his authority. Birkayim, everything passed before his knees, or everybody bowed their knees before him. Ke'inyun shenemar, like the pasuk continues and says, v'nosan oisei aleres Mitzrayim, that Pari has appointed Yosef over the land of Mitzrayim. Ani Pari, sheyesh yecholus biyodai. I have the capability in my hand, ligzor gzera, to issue a decree, amachusi, on my kingdom, vani gozer, and my decree is, shela yorim ishes yodai, that no one should pick up his hand. Uviladecha, shela birshuscha, without your permission, no one should pick up his hand. Davar acher, Rashi says another pshat in ani pari, ani eyemelech, I am the king. Uviladecha, but without you, nobody will wage war. V'zehu dugmas raka kise. This is similar to what the pasuk says before, raka kise egdal mimeko, that I am the king, but you are second in command. Es yodai v'zraglai kitagumai. No one will pick up his hand to take a weapon, and no one will raise his foot to get on a horse. Tzafnas paneach, miforesh hatzfoinos. He explains the hidden. V'ein lefaneach dimyon b'mikra. We do not find any similar word to paneach in all of the psukim. Potiphar, who Potiphar? This is Potiphar. V'nikra Potiphar, he was called Potiphar al shenestares me'elov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him impotent. L'fisha chomaris Yosef l'mishkav zachor, because he desired Yosef for mishkav zachor. V'tas ha'oretz, kitagumai, like Targum says, the people of the land gathered. V'ena loshen nekar miloshen asiya. But the loshen is not disconnected from the language of asiya to do. The people of the land did. What did they do? They gathered. Likmatzim, koimates al koimates, handful by handful. Yad al yad hoyo oitzrim. Slowly, they would gather the food of the 7 years. But Yosef gathered the food and stored it in storage houses near the cities. Oichel steo ir asher svivaseho nosam besecho. Shekol eretz ve'eretz ma'amedes peroseho. Every land has the capability of preserving its own fruit. Therefore Yosef took from the soil of that place and stored it together with its own soil. This way, he will preserve the tfua from rotting. When you take its own soil and store it that way, it will preserve it. Zagrashi ad ki choda lispar, ad ki choda loy ha-sofer lispar, until the counter stops counting. The pasuk does not say the word sofer. Vareza mikra kotzer, and this is an abbreviated pasuk. Ki ein mispar, lefi she'ein mispar. Vahari ki mishamesh b'loshen daha. Ki in this pasuk is being used with a loshen of daha, which means because. Ki ein mispar, he stopped counting because there was no number. B'terem tovoi shnas harov. Mikan, from here we see she'osor la'odom l'shamish mitose b'shnei ravot. The Gemara in Taina says that one cannot have relations with his wife during a hunger year. And that's why the pasuk tells us that Yosef had his two sons before the shnas ravot.